Welcome to Nightchild Talks Prince, uncut and unscripted. Welcome, welcome to the Million Dollar Show. Although, due to the economy, my budget is a cup of tea and a banana. But, you know, we will make do. Today, I really want to talk about Prince Live, and I want to talk about my favourite concert experience. Now, I've been thinking about this today. What was my favourite time seeing Prince Live? And anyone who's seen Prince Live, who's lucky enough to see him perform, has their own story and has a time when it just clicked, where Prince was just Prince and you took it all in and it was just life-changing. And I really thought about it a lot, and I've got to say, I was so close to choosing 21 Nights in London some of the times I went there in 2007. But I've decided my favourite live Prince experience was actually in 2014. The Shepherd's Bush Empire in London, the 9th of February 2014, and what a day it was. It was insane. I mean, it started off in the morning. There was no concert. Nothing had been planned that we knew of. I mean, can you imagine that now? Nowadays, people book concert tickets sometimes 6 months, a year in advance. I've seen people book comedy shows 18 months in advance where I live. But we didn't know that morning. And we listened to BBC Radio 6 in the UK, and there was Third Eye Girl put on the Keris Matthews show. And they were teasing, there were rumours that maybe he was going to perform his one of his amazing hit and run tours. And they announced he was playing tonight, Shepherd's Bush Empire. And this was about midday, 12 o'clock, something like that. And wow. I literally grabbed my coat, my wallet, and ran out the door and ran to the train station, which where I lived was about probably about half an hour away. So I ran literally all the way to the train station. Had no idea when the trains were going to London, but I assumed they'd be fairly regular. Jumped as quickly as I could. So I got to the train station. Brilliant. Let's go. Got to London and got on the tube and turned up outside the Shepherd's Bush Empire. Now, this is where I made my first mistake. There was a huge queue outside the Shepherd's Bush Empire because I didn't know the area, and I thought, well, great. It's the Prince. This is the Prince gig. Fantastic. So I started queuing up behind about 20, 25 people. And a man came over to me and said, are you queuing for Prince? I said, yeah, I'm queuing for Prince. This is going to be fantastic. You know, seeing Prince and Third Eye Girl, this is going to be brilliant. Oh, I can't wait. And he said, yeah, that's great, mate. This is the queue for the cash machine. Yeah, the queue for Prince is over there. So there I was, queuing for the cash machine, not quite understanding I was in the wrong place. But once I got in the right queue, this was probably about, I would say, 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Now, I've got to it's 1 or 2 in the afternoon. I've got another 6 or 7 hours before the concert and I'm there on my own. So I queue up. I can't leave the queue because I'm on my own. So no one could hold my place. And people, it was a first come, first served basis. So I didn't know what to do. It was rumoured that the tickets were going to cost £70. But there was lots of people actually going up and down the queue going, come on, Prince, come on, we want it to be £10. And sort of, they had these cardboard signs, I remember, that somebody had made. Come on, we you don't have to have money to see a Prince concert. We want it to be £10. And, well, ultimately, without any spoilers, at the end, it was £10 to get in. £10. But I queued for 6 or 7 hours. There was lots of camaraderie in the queue. Prince sent out hot chocolates to people in the queue. People were getting pizzas delivered. People were coming up to us and saying, why are you queuing? I remember another man who said, you know, he just came up to me and asked me why I was queuing. Why are you all queuing for? And I said, it's Prince. And he just went, ah. And he sort of had that moment of, I don't know if he was thinking, A, now I understand, or B, these people are crazy. I don't know. It was one of those. Anyway, we were there all that time, and people were having beers in a queue, and people, like I say, were just, you know, getting food delivered. It was crazy. And eventually, we got in, and they said £10. Now, when you're expecting to pay £70, suddenly it's £10. This is fantastic. Like, £10. I mean, that was, you know, it's nothing. I mean, this is, well, actually, ironically, this was almost exactly 10 years ago. I mean, just over 10 years ago, last month. And we got in, and I made my way as quickly as I could to the front, right next to the stage, slightly to the left. I was about a couple of people away from the stage, and I thought, this is going to be fantastic. I was quite near the speakers, and wow. Wow, wow, wow. First of all, it was loud. I mean, it was loud. I mean, Prince and Third Eye Girl were a loud group anyway. Prince brought back lots of those kind of rock anthems that he played. You know, he brought back Chaos and Disorder. He really kind of went for it, you know, Endorphin Machine and songs like that, and Bambi, things like that. Just amazing. But there was so much to this night. I mean, first of all, Prince played for about 2.5 hours. It was insane. He played close to 40 songs, if you include, you know, the ones he played on piano, sort of the sampler sets, various things. It was insane. I mean, just to give you a kind of idea of what the night was, this is the set list. Started off with Pretzel Body Logic, which was played over the kind of the speaker system. And it was interesting because I'm pretty sure that he played the original version of Pretzel Body Logic as you came in. And then as you left, it was Pretzel Body Logic, the remix, which I actually prefer. It kind of spits out that Pretzel Body Logic. Kind of, so it's a real, I like that version even more. Anyway, he opened with Let's Go Crazy, the reloaded version. Amazing. Followed that with a much more contemporary song, Funk and Roll. Then the classic, She's Always in My Hair. I mean, who has B-sides like Prince, She's Always in My Hair? Then a song I never thought I'd see, sort of live so close. I mean, I was probably about 10, 15 feet away to see Prince play I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man. It was incredible. Then he played guitar. Again, just, he looked stunning. The guitar was stunning. The group was amazing. He was, you know, he had these kind of mats down on the stage, and he was just really enjoying the guitar in a way that you could just tell he was just loving it. Followed that by Plectrum Electrum. Again, when Donna and Prince synced up, it was incredible. And there's a bit where all three, Donna, and Prince and Eda Nelson, all kind of lined up in a row, and it was just incredible. With, you know, it was just amazing with Hannah smashing the hell out of the drums behind. Then Prince played Fix Your Life Up and Mars. Again, you know, Mars, just the pounding of it, it's just incredible, the speed of it. Then he played Colonized Mind. I mean, that's an incredible song. A deeply overlooked song, and the sound of the guitar was incredible then. I mean, beautiful, sonic. I mean, it was loud. I mean, I'm pretty sure things inside my ear moved. It was ridiculously loud, but it was amazing. Then Prince talked for a little bit and then played Chaos and Disorder, and there's a clip of Chaos and Disorder. I urge you to find it on YouTube. It's amazing. It's of that day, and the quality of it is superb. That's the interesting thing, because it was all being filmed. And when I say it's being filmed, it was being filmed really close up. I mean, the cameramen were like right in Prince's face a lot of the time. So they're really close up. And you see the quality of that Chaos and Disorder online, and you know there's a full length version of some of these shows out there. And the quality is stunning. I mean, at the moment, you know, the Glam Slam, the recent release, that show is incredible. And the quality there is astounding. But I think the quality of this is also right up there. Then Prince came back with How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore. Then The Beautiful Ones, Diamonds and Pearls, Purple Rain, Do Me Baby, and Adore. Then one of my favourite bits, Prince played an instrumental version of Forever in My Life, and the bass, oh my goodness, the bass. It was just ridiculous. The bass was incredible. It was just absolutely incredible. Then, sampler set, When Doves Cry, Sign of the Times, Nasty Girl, Housequake, A Love Bizarre, I Would Die for You, Hot Thing, 777-93-11, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, Mr. Goodnight, Breakfast Can Wait. Just incredible. Then, just when I thought it couldn't get any better, it's really strange because there's two things I really wanted to see. I'd heard kind of previous shows, I heard some of the tracks that have been played, and the two tracks I really desperately wanted to see was his new sort of updated version of Something in the Water Does Not Compute and Endorphin Machine. So anyway, after Breakfast Can Wait, we had Play That Funky Music, and then we went straight into Something in the Water Does Not Compute, which is fantastic. Prince doing that whole kind of, where were you last night? Where were you? You got your jumper on backwards. It's just fantastic. It's just the whole crowd vibing with him. It was a song that I loved so much when I first got into Prince, and it kind of had disappeared for such a long time, and he brought it back, and it just worked brilliantly. It's one of the most inspired sort of reclaiming of a song and re-energizing of a track that he's ever done. It's just superb. Then he played Cause and Effect, which is such a kind of great anthem. It's a great track. Superb. Then he teased me. He played a bit of Endorphin Machine. I think from memory he played like a couple of verses, but he played enough for me. It can never be enough, but I mean, he played it. That was the main thing. Endorphin Machine, incredible. Then he just drilled into Dreamer. Now, Dreamer is just a guitar, you know, that whole era, the Lotus Flower era, Dreamer, just incredible. Then Screwdriver. Then a track, oh, I Like It There. I Like It There from Chaos and Disorder, which is just incredible. That kind of fiery rock anthem. And the thing about Chaos and Disorder is at the time it was very much dismissed. It was supposed to be recorded within 10 days. They saw it as a contract filler. But actually, the fast pace of it, the energy of it, the rock guitar of it, the rawness of it really works well with Third Eye Girl. Then he finished with Bambi. See Bambi, him wailing on the guitar, just absolutely kind of, you know, just giving it all. I mean, his guitar work there, it's just incredible. To see it close up, to see the dexterity, the kind of expressions he makes, the speed of his fingers, the guitar, it's quite interesting because that guitar looks huge on him compared to the cloud, compared to what you used to. The guitar he had, that kind of fiery and blazing guitar, looked really big and really just, he had this kind of, he just looked so sort of in that moment, just so like he's thinking about his career, like he's thinking about where he came from, his journey, just everything. It was just incredible. It was just like seeing this superstar, this artist you've admired so close, and he suddenly just seemed so real. It was just crazy. And then it finished, as I said, with Pretzel Body Logic, the remix. The band, without Prince, came out before the show and said, you know, basically, we're all friends here, right? We're all friends, so can I ask you a favour as friends? Please don't film the show. Please don't record the show. You know, put your phones away. And people, the bouncers were, they kind of had little torches, and if they saw someone with a phone, they would sort of go over and try and do something. And I remember, actually, I was quite near the front, and one guy came down and pushed his way in and started kicking off, and actually the bouncers lifted him up horizontally and removed him. His beer was flying everywhere, and they just sort of carried him out of the... But Prince didn't miss a stroke. I mean, this happened probably just a few feet away from Prince, but he didn't miss a stroke, as it were. And it was just incredible. I couldn't understand what happened, because a day before, this wasn't even happening. And I literally ran out of the concert. I had to run, and I just caught the last train home by like a few minutes. And I got home and I just thought, what the hell just happened? You know, yesterday I wasn't going to a Prince concert. Now, for £10, I'd seen the greatest concert of my life. And Prince makes a joke about it in Chaos and Disorder about, you know, $10 is what he used to pay for a concert back in the day. And it was just, incredible. I really can't take it in. So when I saw that clip come out of Chaos and Disorder from that concert, just, you know, it was just remarkable. There are a few incidents, actually, I remember as well. There's a bit during, I think it was The Beautiful Ones, but there was a problem with Prince's mic. He was asking if it had changed or the levels to be changed, and a kind of technician came over, and he didn't seem very happy about something with the sound, and you could tell that that technician, no one had probably ever saw him again. But it was just incredible. And it was an incredible time because it was this buzz, because you never knew what Prince was going to do. Was he going to play in Leanne LaHavis' front room? Was he going to play at Ronnie Scott's? Was he going to play, you know, where is he going to pop up next? It was all this hit and run, instant, let's go, bang. And, you know, that night, I think the capacity of Shepherd's Bush was about 2,000. And that night felt such an intimate gig. It felt just so loud, so raw. Prince kind of talked about it being like a new band. And when I mean a new band, I mean in the sense of he was talking about it as if he was like an unknown musician kind of coming up, and we're a new band, and if you like it, kind of we'll keep going, and kind of it's that kind of almost like he was starting again in a strange way. And the power and dynamic, I mean, bearing in mind everybody in that band had to, I mean, obviously they do in all but Prince's bands, and everybody has to carry their weight, but particularly when you're down to so few people, with Eden Nelson on bass, Donna Grant is on, you know, electric guitar, and she did some amazing dueling with him, and Hannah on drums. Joshua Welton also came out and kind of, you know, got involved, and it was just incredible how tight the band were, and also how much trust they had in each other, and how much they really worked together, just at nods to each other, just little hand signals that Prince would make, just little kind of smiles between him and Ida. It was just, you know, it just worked. It just worked so well. It was just incredible. And it's weird because it wasn't, you know, I've seen big shows, the new tour, and you think of even 21 Nights in London, these big concert tours. And then there's kind of the small after show tours. But this was kind of like, you know, in between. It was a small club in relative terms, and it felt so intimate. But it was just a full, Prince gave it everything. And George Clinton was on the balcony above me, and Prince was nodding up to him and kind of sort of hand gestures to him and nodding to him. And later on, George Clinton was seen getting a kebab. He'd obviously been worked up an appetite in enjoying the Prince concert. And it was just incredible to see Prince looking so proud, almost kind of like just loving what he's doing and loving the fact that George was loving it too. And it was just incredible. It really was. It just, those moments of Prince live, and we've all had them, different moments, they'll just never be forgotten. It was just incredible. That moment, that energy, that electricity, that just that sheer, it's like a nervous anxiety, just the kind of, you just didn't know what he was going to do, and he just had this magnetism. And I'm sorry for going on this episode, but I just, the power of Prince's live performance. And I really want to hear from you, you know, what was your one concert? If you had to pick one, I mean, it's almost impossible to, but if you were lucky enough to see Prince live, what was the moment that really stuck with you? What was the concert, the tour? What was the experience that you had? What tours did you see? What ones really just became transcendent to you? Because they're all special. They're all amazing. But sometimes, even beyond the amazing, you just get this moment when you think, yes, music has the power to do so much. Prince said that music was medicine. And I think he's right. I think for my mental health, certainly, Prince lifts your day. You can feel shattered, you can feel tired, but, you know, you play Prince. I dance around my apartment. I kind of dance around the kitchen and playing Prince. And within a few moments, my world's better. And I feel happier and lifted and transported to this Prince place. And that has been a constant in my life, no matter what has been going on. Good, bad, you know, sadness, heartbreak, joy, happiness, love, romance, whatever. It's Prince has a song for it, and Prince has always been there. So that's a really long way of saying, what's your favourite Prince concert? And tell us about your experience. I'd really love to hear, and I'd love to hear, especially from, you know, perhaps people who've been, obviously people have been to so many different concerts, some people, and just in different tours I haven't seen, times before I got into Prince, or different shows. And sometimes it's not the ones you expect that give you that real powerful feeling. Prince was always special live. I don't think there's anybody close to him. I think his control of the band, his musicianship, the way he just drills his band, the rehearsals, you know, he puts the work in. I don't think anybody worked harder to get the sound just as he wanted it. And, you know, that pays off, and that shows in what he did. Anyway, I hope you have a funky day. And remember, my top tip, Prince, headphones. It's going to make your day funky. I'll see you very soon.
Welcome to Nightchild Talks Prince, uncut and unscripted.